The Zone, presented by CC Power Sports of Louisville. Send us a text at the UPS Jobs text line, 437-9680. Now, here's Jason Anderson.
All right, we continue hanging out here on ESPN 680 105.7 as we are at the Final Four in Minneapolis. Jason Anderson with you. We are joined now by Westwood One's Jason Horowitz, a voice that when he starts talking, if you listen to the tournament on ESPN 680 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville, you will definitely recognize his voice. He bounces around. He does sort of like the Sunday ticket to a degree, red zone for Westwood One basketball. Jason Horowitz is our guest. Jason, how are you, sir?
Jason, I'm doing fantastic. Minneapolis is a lovely city. It right. hosts the Final Four every year, sort of.
you don't believe that.
You know, I don't.
It's a nice spot.
I
so
love
far.
Minneapolis.
Do you really?
Well, so I grew up in the Midwest, right?
Okay.
And Minneapolis, the first time I'd ever come here was during the summer because I was calling WNBA games.
It's different.
It was so you walk around. It's 80 degrees.
Right, yeah.
Things are close by.
Wow, it's not 100 degrees and 98% humidity. This is nice.
No, it's fantastic. Not so much in the winter. Like, yeah. If you ever come back here for a Gophers game at the Barn, it's a different story.
You know what's weird? I don't plan on coming back here to a Gophers game in the Barn, but there is an odd section of people in Louisville that root for Minnesota based
sure.
on Richard. There was a section of people in Louisville that stayed and rooted for Minnesota after they beat Louisville, but including our morning show host. He got a lot of flack for that, by the way.
I bet. Any of them rooting for Minnesota during the game against Louisville, though?
No, not only. He was rooting for Louisville, and then when Louisville lost, he's like, well, I'm friends with Richard, so I'm going to support my friend.
Yeah.
But caught a lot of flack from Louisville fans because the sense was, I don't mind if you root for your friend. You didn't have to wear the Minnesota shirt. I'm like, really? That's where you're drawing the line? Well, he's cheering behind the bench, but if he just had a regular polo on, you'd be fine. But the fact he's wearing a Minnesota basketball shirt while cheering along for Richard.
Well, you know, people get mad about anything, right? So, like, that's yes. our goal nowadays. It's no longer – I think the goal used to be, hey, can you get paid to not work? And now the goal is, hey, can you get upset to be upset about anything?
Yeah,
right?
Like, so they get paid to not work.
It's the new world.
Sitting here hanging out with Jason Horowitz from Westwood One. I kind of feel like throughout the day, like you need to just break into different conversations. All right, let's go over to Kansas City where they are talking to Bill Walton right now. Let's listen into that conversation. And then like 2 minutes into that, you go, and now we're going to Seattle where they're talking to Kevin Kugler. The conversation is now about fried chicken. Let's
right.
listen into that.
Yeah, and Kevin's up by three pieces. Yeah.
That is exactly right. Enjoyable, stressful, all of those things could yeah. like a mind sort of a tiring throughout the day is that to keep track of all those different games.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it stressful because it's still just sports. It's still just college basketball, but it is outstanding. Like we all grew up watching the tournament and, you know, I think you and I are probably around the same age, mid-30s, early 40s, whatever it is. So, like,
yeah.
we grew up watching it on CBS.
25, actually. Would you believe that?
No. But but we, you know, you watched it on one place. We called out sick. We had our parents. We lied to our
Absolutely.
Parents to stay home to watch the entire tournament. And we watched it on one place, and we'd see Greg Gumbel cutting in and out. And it's like, I get to live that, except nobody knows if I'm telling the truth because they can't see it.
That's right.
Now, when we go to wherever we're going, they're going to inevitably say, hey, the score is so-and-so, so I better have told the truth. No, but it's awesome. I mean, I'm literally watching four games at once, and that Thursday and Friday, it's the best. It's the best 2 days of anything I do all year. It really is my favorite 2 days.
Yeah. How do you prepare for that?
So I start a couple weeks before the tournament. Part of it is that with CBS Sports Network and BTN, where I call games, obviously BTN, you get used to calling games of, you know, teams that are in the tournament.
Right, yeah.
CBS Sports Network, a little different. So I get to see some teams in the MAC. I get to see some Conference USA, some American, things like that. So a few teams that make the tournament, but not really. So I start my prep a few weeks before with just general historical aspects of, okay, this team has been in the tournament once in 22 years, of anybody who might get into the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we go through championship week, I get rid of some of those teams that aren't going to get in there, and then I add the ones like a Gardner-Webb and things like that, and I just start looking at their historical numbers and a couple of statistical things. And then when we get the matchups, just those 3 days are pretty hard in terms of cramming who the coaches are, who are a couple of the big players. But I don't do anything that the guys who are calling the games do.
Right.
They've got eight teams to know in 3 days, and I have no idea how the guys who do Dayton and then a site, I have no idea how those guys get ready.
It is crazy when you're hearing the guys that are out of site because they do a game.
Yeah.
20 minutes later, they're doing a completely different game.
Mm-hmm.
And then the night session, they're doing a game. 20 minutes later, doing a different game. They've got four different games they're
yep.
calling in one day.
Yep.
Like, that is, like, it's not work. We know that, but it's a lot of work leading into the prep work and getting ready for that because you don't want to mess up because it might be somebody's one
cliche, shining moment.
Totally.
To be on the radio or to have, you know, their team talked about it, and you want to treat them as equal as you're treating the one
question.
Seed.
No question. You know what the work is, though? And this is, again, it's one of those things where it's a complaint that's not a complaint, because everybody would love to have the opportunity to do it. The one aspect of work is it is a training, it is a learning lesson. The first time you go through either four games in one day or in my case, 15 hours in one day and then doing it again for three more days, you have to have your voice, right? You have to actually have that. So that part is, okay, once you go through it the first time, you know how to do it the second. But the first year that I did the tournament, our boss, Howard Denneroff, is the executive producer of Westwood One. He's got this spray. I really have no idea what's in it. Like he goes to this ENT,
like the soccer spray,
sort of. Yeah, exactly. I'm fine. I'm on the ground. I'm hurt. Oh, I'm good.
Stretcher. I'm back in the game. All right.
But like, it might be the thing that Ray Lewis got out of Alabama that's got deer antler spray. Whatever. It might have that in it. But he goes to this ENT of the stars, like Mariah Carey and Madonna, and they gave him this spray.
Wow.
And so that first year, I was like popping that spray left and right to make sure I had a voice. I haven't had to use it since then. But yeah, it's a learning experience.
So you take PEDs?
I don't know.
Well, clearly it's a performance enhancer. I don't know. That's it's got to be some sort of drug.
It could also just be a liquid lozenge. I just don't know what's in it, and I don't really want to ask.
This is the liquid halls. And I think melts it in the microwave and puts it in there, and then you spray it in.
I'm pretty sure 5 years later it's out of my system, but I can't be positive, so I don't know.
You could be positive, though, depending on the test.
Also true, but no one's really worried about that. I don't think that's a problem in the radio world.
That's right. Jason, I don't think it is either, depending on if you show up for your show or not.
That's right.
Jason Horowitz is our guest from Westwood One. Is this the first year you worked with Fran Fraschilla?
Yes.
Or is that because I didn't remember him in the past, but I thought, well, maybe I just didn't remember him a year ago. And
yeah.
But so when did that whole thing come
together? I'm the stepping stone to greater things, is really what it turns out to be. So my first year
major
was
school.
Yeah. Well, my first year was Steve Lapis, and then he went on to start calling games on TV at the tournament. Then I had Ala Abdelnaby. Ala got picked off to go do games for the Sixers on TV. Then I had who did I have after that for a year? Doesn't really matter, but clearly he went on to greater things. And then John Crispin for 2 years. Now he's calling games in the tournament, and now Fran. I don't know if this is greater things or not, because Fran's does a million games anyway, but he's great. He really is. I mean, he knows every coach. He has so much respect from the coaches. He knows so much about so many different players and teams and all their histories. He really is phenomenal.
Do you think you could do it without Fran? If you had to, in an emergency, you get 15
sure.
hours. You don't have somebody to bounce off of for those 15 hours.
Yeah, because it would just be different. So instead of asking him his thought about how this team is doing this or what's going on in this game, I would just do scores and do highlights or whatever it is, or play some sound from it. If we had to cover 2 minutes, we'd play a soundbite from a coach who won or lost earlier. Yeah, we could definitely do it. It would just be totally different.
But it's also nice that for you, because I know that you're not just simply, okay, let me do the play-by-play, let me just bring the facts.
Yeah.
You also love college basketball. You've got opinions on it.
I do.
So when you talk to Fran, you can also now incorporate your opinion. You guys have a conversation. Fran gives his thoughts. You can give your thoughts.
Yeah.
So not only bouncing around, but now you even have some thoughts on the game and what's going on.
Our conversations, though, during the course of 16 hours rarely are about basketball. Like, once in a while, I'm like, hey, Fran, is that guy cheating?
But let's be honest, Fran. Come on. Please.
But, and he'd have like a signal for me. It would be like a flashing a money sign. No, it was.
Who did he flash the money for?
No. That nobody. But
Will Wade. Okay, very good.
We talked about.
I could
food.
See it in your eyes. A sparkle was Will Wade. It was a Will Wade sparkle.
There was none of that.
It was a Bruce Pearl sparkle.
No. There was none of that either. I worked with
Tony
Bruce.
Bennett. Totally Tony Bennett.
Cheating.
He's too clean cut.
Totally.
He's too clean cut.
You know what he is? He's going to run for Senate.
That's right.
Tony. But no, I used to work with Bruce. During Bruce's 3 year show cause,
that's right.
He got a contract with ESPN after his first year, and then he had a contract with Sirius XM. And so my radio show is on Sirius XM now with Andy Staples.
Yes.
But it used to be with a variety of hosts, and Bruce would be the guy during college basketball season. He'd come in, Steve Lapis would come in, Fran would come in. So it was a great experience. Bruce and I developed a friendship. But you know, Bruce is a guy that some people love, some people hate. I happen to love him because we have a relationship, but I understand why people don't.
My Uber driver last night, going back to the hotel, was a big sports fan, big sports radio fan. He was talking about KFan and everything here in Minneapolis and all of that. And he's like, I love Sirius XM. There's a guy on Sirius XM that I listen to all the time. I think his name is Bruce Pearl, maybe. And I'm like, that's the Auburn coach. And he's like, no, I'm telling you, I think it's a Bruce something. I'm pretty sure it's Bruce Pearl. He's like, I listen to him
Are
all the
sure
time.
He wasn't talking about Cousin Brucey, the guy playing the hits on the 60s.
I don't know. But it's like, I know that I'm like, Bruce Pearl had a show for a while, but he also had a show cause. That's why he was on the air.
But it's been 5 years.
Yeah.
So, like, is he getting his Sirius XM on demand? Or is it like the Netflix for Sirius XM? Like, what is he doing?
He's talking about how great Steph Curry is. And that's tournament. It's like, I thought he was with the Warriors, but maybe it's his younger brother. I'm not sure.
He was a lot of fun to do shows
with. This undefeated Kentucky team is really good. Thank you, Bruce Pearl.
So good. His perspective on it's phenomenal.
Jason Horowitz from Westwood One is our guest, and he does the studio show bouncing around the country and all those different games. Who decides what the marquee game is? Or what the main game is?
So we have what are called four on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the first weekend of the tournament. We have what are basically four featured games.
Feature games, that's what
and it's only it's solely based around commercial spots for you guys and other stations around the country. So you know when you're getting a commercial and when we're getting a commercial. It's based off of what breaks we're taking, but it's which game it is mostly based upon the timing of when the games are, so that we can get to the best action wherever it is, whenever it is, so that people aren't missing a buzzer beater because we have to get to a commercial spot from a game that we need to be.
That's a good point.
So it's almost always the first game of the day and almost always the last game of the day. And then the stuff in between, it's depending upon which game. But like you guys, Louisville, Minnesota was the first game of the day.
Yeah.
And it was anyway going to be the featured game anyway, but it was just a no-brainer.
Yeah, that was one of those to where Louisville fans were excited and not. Because it's like you're excited, you're right out of the gates, and then you're not because what if you lose? You're the first team out of the tournament. Now you get the rest of the tournament, the rest of the day, Friday, to where it's like your team's out.
Yeah.
But if you win, because I'm
took
a Chiefs
this day off for nothing.
Yes, I'm a Chiefs fan, and so they played the Colts. They were the first game in the divisional round, and I'm like, if they lose, that sucks because I got the rest of the weekend that I don't really.
Well, you were
watch
used
football.
To that though for 25 years.
Yes, you're right. You're right. That's I appreciate the dig.
Yeah, I'm a Lions fan, so you know I get it.
Yeah, you're used
they
to
haven't
that
won. They've won one playoff game in 70 years. Or whatever.
Yeah. Well, the Chiefs had won one playoff game since '93. So, but when they played the Colts, they were the first game they won, and it was so gratifying just to sit back and watch football, and you're like, they're done. My team's done. They won.
Yeah.
And now I can just sit back and watch and root and all of that stuff. It was nice. So Louisville fans didn't have that experience, unfortunately.
I'm guessing. Like, so who did Louisville, like, which team did Louisville gravitate towards afterwards?
You know, I don't know. It's not an SEC thing.
No.
Because
I would have thought Northern Kentucky. They were rooting for Northern Kentucky
or Murray,
Texas Tech.
Or Murray with Ja. I mean, that's certainly being
somebody
a guy who's in Kentucky.
Somebody asked me where Murray is as the tournament was getting started or how you get there. And I said, you fly somewhere else, and then you drive a long way.
Yeah, you fly to Nashville, and then you drive in.
Yeah, I've done a couple of games there before, and it's just, you know, it's one of those where you hustle, and then you get out of there as quickly as possible.
My wife's whole family is from Paris, Tennessee, which is 20 minutes south of Murray. So we go there every Memorial Day for their, you know, family reunion, or I guess our now, family reunion. I'm married into the family. And so we drive there. So every year, I know exactly how to get to Murray. If you want to know how to get to Murray, I'll tell you how to get to Murray.
Yeah.
All right? It's just, I can tell you how to get to Sesame Street a little bit easier, but Murray is a different spot, man. Jason Horowitz, Westwood One, Final Four time for you. Mm-hmm. Four quickies. Just tell me the first thing that pops in your head if you are ready. Best player that you've watched or covered since you've been doing the Westwood One studio hosting?
Oh, Zion Williamson.
Zion?
Oh, it's not even close.
I didn't know if maybe you would go with Carson just because of the performance throughout the – maybe I should just
so
go
unique,
tournament.
Yeah. No, Zion's just too unique. I mean, I know you want short answers, but
no,
talking
you're
fine. To Xavier Tillman this week for our pregame show, I said, what was it like knowing that you're that moment and who you're going against? He's like, yeah, he's not so good. And then you get on the floor and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
And he jumped over me and dunked. I'm like, okay, I'm in trouble. So if he said that and he had 19-9, I'll go with that guy.
Yeah, no doubt. You were talking about keeping your voice fresh. Do you drink any tea?
Yep, throat coat.
Throat coat.
Throat coat. Tastes terrible, works like a charm.
Throat coat tea.
Yeah.
Very good. And how many years will you take Kugler's job?
Let's see. He's
over 46, under 2.5.
I'm 35, so hopefully he'll be out by four.
Four years.
And a half.
In 4 years.
Four and a half.
Four
so
and a
years.
Half. Four and a half, you will have Kugler's job. Very good. I'll tell him that. And
you
then
know
last,
he is like the best in the business at what he does, right?
Really good. He's a witch.
Yeah.
He and Dan Shulman are witches.
They're
because they can jump from sport to sport, and it sounds like it's the only sport they've ever done.
He is phenomenal at what he does. And I don't know that I could do what he does.
It's all those years covering Nebraska basketball.
100%.
And I don't know if you're able to give a prediction or not, but who wins?
I like Michigan State over Virginia.
All right.
In the national championship.
All right. We'll see what ends up happening. Jason, always a pleasure. Certainly appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks, sir.
Love the job that you guys do at Westwood One. It's fantastic, and it's a great 4 days, that tournament, the first weekend and then the second weekend as well. You guys do a great job. So thank you so much for stopping
Absolutely.
By.
Really appreciate it.
All right. There's Jason Horowitz joining us on ESPN 680 105.7. We return with more right after this.
You are listening to the Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6. Only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination online at bluegrasskarting.com.